It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials say supply chain problems are behind the low testing rates for COVID-19 among Coloradans. Dr. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan is the head of the state health department. She tells Colorado Matters the state is short on swabs and other materials needed to make the tests.
The other curious thing about this novel virus is that people can be infected and they have no idea that they have COVID-19 and they're transmitting it. So, of course, that also hampers our disease containment measures.
As the state has lifted stay-at-home orders, the state is stepping in to protect workers. Coloradans have been trying to decide whether to return to work and risk infection or stay at home and risk their jobs. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Governor Jared Polis wants to reassure workers that their jobs and their health are safe. A new executive order says that vulnerable people can't be, quote, compelled to return to certain jobs. Employers also must accommodate parents with kids at home, quote, to the greatest extent possible. The order also protects unemployment benefits for workers who refuse to return to unsafe conditions. But there were few details immediately available about how the new rules would be enforced. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
National Guard and Reserve soldiers from western states will hone their aerial wildfire fighting skills in Colorado this week. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The Guard and Reserve troops are getting certified for these aerial exercises, which include water drops from C-130 airplanes in the Arapaho, Roosevelt, and Pike San Isabel National Forests, as well as nearby BLM lands. The Forest Service says residents may see the low-flying C-130s throughout this week. Calling up military planes can be critical when traditional wildfire crews get overwhelmed. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Fire danger is high along the Front Range this afternoon with red flag warnings in many spots. This is CPR News.